After he bribed his way out of Libby prison on Christmas Day, 1861, Marshall went to the home of Burnham Wardwell, an ice dealer twice arrested for expressing pro-union sentiments, who was part of Van Loo's underground. Wardwell supplied Marshall with money and civilian clothes and introduced him to more than 30 other unionists. One of them was Arnold B. Holmes, a foreman in a sewing machine factory and also part of Van Loo's network, who let Marshall stay at his house for 3 weeks, during which Holmes gave the union private a tour of Tredegar. With passes the underground supplied, Marshall made his way back to Washington and Pinkerton, who appreciated his intelligence on the ironworks, but strangely showed no curiosity about Wardwell, Holmes, or the dozens of other unionists whom Marshall met. Pinkerton chose to send his own spies to the Confederate capital with mixed results, instead of reaching out to the unionists who lived there and might have been more effective agents. Over time, Van Loo picked the members of her spying ring carefully. Many were established Richmond residents who had helped aid prisoners, like Abby Green, William Rowley, and Charles Palmer. To that corps, she added men like James Sharp, a Scotsman who emigrated to the United States in 1838 and worked for 20 years as a stonemason to save up enough money to buy an 88-acre farm in Charles City County, Virginia. Sharp helped relay packages of papers Van Loo sent north. Van Loo also developed her own sources inside the Confederate government, a clerk in the Attorney General's office with access to troop strengths, as well as clerks in the War and Navy departments. Her brother John eventually joined in the espionage, carrying his secret papers in a velvet-lined leather dispatch box with John Van Loo handsomely engraved on it, which he hid in a leather satchel. But John's turbulent family life presented a security problem for his sister. His marriage to Mary was on the rocks. She started carousing with Confederate troops and leaving a sick child in Elizabeth's care. In September, Mary ran away with their two daughters to her father's Malvern Hill plantation. John and a band of armed men rode to the farm and took back the children, whom Mary never saw again. From then on, Mary plotted her revenge against John and the rest of the Van Loo family.